I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There's a growing wave of violence in Zimbabwe after last month's flawed election. The opposition party and human rights groups say members of the ruling party have been harassing, beating, and killing people all over the southern African country. They say it's part of a campaign to intimidate the opposition before a possible runoff election. So far, the results of the March 29th election are still secret. The Electoral Commission says it is investigating possible irregularities. The opposition claims the commission's trying to save President Robert Mugabe from defeat, and Mugabe forces appear to be using another tactic, frightening their own supporters. It's saying the opposition will reverse a land reform policy that gave thousands of farms to veterans of the Liberation War. Laura Lynch of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has that story.
Behind the rusty gate lie the remains of what was once a thriving farm. There's still the vast expanse of rolling land, still the same fertile fields that once yielded lucrative crops of tobacco and maize. But now most of them are lying fallow, slowly reverting to bush. In 2002, the war veterans invaded here, the white owners were evicted, and the land was given to a family who were and are loyal to Robert Mugabe.
I'm afraid. Who is going to win? Who is going to lose?
This woman, who doesn't want her name used, runs the farm on her own now since her husband died. Her family may be loyal to the regime, but the regime hasn't given them the wherewithal, neither training nor assistance, to run a big commercial farm. In the days since the election, she's become increasingly nervous about what she reads and sees in the news.
The opposition party is saying, when we get the chance to rule the country, we are going to take the fields and give them back to the wise.
With each passing day, the news reports grow more alarming. Zimbabwe once had several thousand white-owned farms. They were the country's economic backbone, providing jobs and exports to earn foreign exchange. But they were also the backbone of the whites-only regime. And nearly two decades after Robert Mugabe took over, after a long and violent struggle, they had to go. All but a few hundred had to run for their lives when those who called themselves veterans of Zimbabwe's war for independence led violent invasions. Now state media are reporting those white farmers are coming back.
A group of white commercial farmers have locked themselves up in this house. They are reportedly using these farms as basis for re-entry into their former properties.
A recent television newscast featured a report from rural Zimbabwe that even some inside the government believe was largely staged. A group of men and women confronted a distinctly unnerved white farmer.
We came here to occupy this place.
Occupying this place?
Yes. From now onwards, this is ours.
Which this whole farm?
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
The news reports, along with Mugabe's call to safeguard the land, are aimed squarely at opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, tapping into fears he will give the land back.
That's not our policy. That's ZANU-PF wish. That's ZANU-PF propaganda.
But it may not help Tsvangirai that among his party ranks are those same white farmers who hope to work the land again one day.
People talk about, oh, your farm was taken, but it is not just your farm. It's your business, it's your home, it's your immediate history. It's your entire being.
Ian Kay just escaped with his life when the invaders came. Photos of his injuries show deep red welts on his head and body. He's now a newly elected opposition member of parliament. Kay is working hard to defuse the issue, saying the party wants to have an independent commission examine the matter. But he understands why Mugabe is suddenly so focused on the farms.
The land question was the last card they had to play to remain in power. There was so much mismanagement within the government. The economy was declining.
The tobacco harvest is in at the farm. A worker goes through the stock in the storehouse, checking the condition of the leaves. The crop has fallen short this year, not enough rain. Right now, though, that is not their greatest worry. Mugabe has succeeded in making them fear for their land, one way he might yet succeed in holding on to power. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch, near Harare, Zimbabwe.